Exclusive: 118K migrants apprehended in July in Texas-based border sectors. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on August 11, 2022. Agents in the five Texas-based Border Patrol sectors apprehended more than 118,000 migrants who illegally crossed the border in July. In response, Texas Governor Greg Abbott expanded his migrant busing operation to include the sanctuary city of New York. Border Patrol agents assigned to the Rio Grande Valley, Laredo, Del Rio, Big Bend, and El Paso sectors apprehended more than 118,000 migrants who illegally crossed the Mexican border into the U.S. This represents nearly two-thirds of the more than 180,000 migrants apprehended along the entire U.S.-Mexico border, according to unofficial CBP reports reviewed by Breitbart Texas. Nearly 50,000 of the migrants entering the Texas border sectors came into the Del Rio sector, now the nation's busiest sector. An additional 35,000 entered through the Rio Grande Valley sector and 25,000 in the El Paso sector. The remaining 8,000 migrants entered through the Laredo and Big Bend sectors. The July crossings are down slightly from the more than 128,000 migrants apprehended in these sectors in June. Single adult migrants accounted for 85,287 of the migrants apprehended in Texas-based border sectors in June, the report indicates. This represents a 13% increase over June 2021 apprehensions. Since the beginning of the current fiscal year, which began on October 1, 2021, agents in these sectors apprehended a total of 1.14 million migrants. In response to the massive border crisis created by changes in border security and immigration policies by the Biden administration, Governor Abbott expanded his migrant busing operation to include New York City as a destination. Breitbart's Emma Jo Morris was on hand over the weekend with the first bus of migrants disembarked their bus in the Big Apple. The action by Governor Abbott sparked a war of words with New York City Mayor Eric Adams. On Monday, the mayor called Governor Abbott's transportation of migrants in air-conditioned buses horrific. "This is horrific, when you think about what the governor is doing," Mayor Adams said in an article by Breitbart News reporter Hannah Blow. "It is unimaginable what the governor of Texas has done. When you think about this country, a country that has always been open to those who were fleeing persecution." He did not make similar accusations about the policies of the Biden administration that led to record-setting deaths of migrants along the U.S.-Mexico border, Breitbart reported. In response to an inquiry from Breitbart, Governor Abbott's spokesperson Reneez said, "What's horrific is the thousands of illegal immigrants overrunning and overwhelming our border communities with populations smaller than a New York City borough. And Mayor Adams is hypocritically upset about welcoming a few dozen into his sanctuary city." In addition to the record level of migrant deaths, rescues by Border Patrol have already eclipsed last year's total. As of this week, Border Patrol agents rescued well over 19,000 migrants from life-threatening circumstances, the report reviewed by Breitbart indicates. During the entire FY 2021, agents rescued just under 13,000, official reports indicate. That was a record year as well compared to the 5,000 rescued in FY 2020 and 4,920 in FY 2019. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at BobPriceTX and Facebook. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.